First things first. Until you see your sin, you will never seek the Savior. We all sin carelessly, continually, constantly, without restraint, fetter or bondage, because of the deadness of our conscience to the law of God. But once our conscience is awakened, once the Holy Spirit takes hold of our soul, once God's holy law strikes us, our attitude will be completely changed. Sins loved will become sins hated. Pleasures indulged in will become pleasures abhorred. Vices practiced will become vices opposed. Why? Because we see sin as it really is. We have got at last our priorities right. First things ought to be first. Did you ever notice how our Lord Jesus emphasized first things? He said in Matthew chapter 22, verses 37 and 38, Jesus said unto him, Thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart and with all of thy soul and with all thy mind. This is the first and great commandment. A clever lawyer among the Herodians and the Sadducees and Pharisees had failed to ensnare our Lord. And the Lord, he thought, would stumble at his question. What was the great commandment? But Christ didn't stumble. He told him, first things first. It is the reality of love to God. It is a question of love. It is heart love to God. It is soul love to God. It is mind love to God. Remember, he who breaks the first commandment is guilty of the worst possible sin, the first sin. This lack of love is a sin which each of us has committed constantly and continually. But we not only have Christ's mention of the first commandment, we have his reference to the first stone. So when they continued asking him, he lifted himself up and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him cast a stone at her. The sin that you two by two do, you will pay one by one. Adultery is a dastardly sin. This woman, they claimed she was taken in adultery. But why was not her partner in crime not taken with her? Why was the guilty man not also set before her Lord? Her accusers had contrived to let him escape. Those so quick to condemn, so quick to judge, so quick to punish, have a coarsened heart and seared conscience. The man with the most sins is most eager to throw the first stone. First things first. And they heard it, and they were convicted by their own conscience, and went out one by one, beginning with the eldest, Matthew 11, verse 9. What is your conscience saying to you right now? And then there's the first act. Thou blind Pharisee, cleanse first that which is within the cup and the platter, that the outside may be clean also. Matthew 23, verse 26. First things first. It is not an outward respectability which counts, but inward purity. It is not observance of ritual that counts, but the inward application of the cleansing blood of the Lamb. The sin of the Pharisees is our sin. The outside is cleansed, but the inside is filled with the uncleanness of our ill-gotten gains. The exhortation, an excess of the inward man is not changed by the fair appearance of the outer man. You and I need heart purity. First things first, pray that prayer. Wash me in the blood of the Lamb, and I shall be whiter than snow. Amen and amen.